Jesus. Let's hold hands together. I believe I'm not going to do too much of preaching this morning, but I just believe in my heart, like Pastor shared, that God wants to shift us to another level and another dimension in the spirit. It's important for us to be very sensitive. Jacob said, "The Lord was in this place, and I knew not." Sometimes we can be careless with very kairos moments in our lives. Hallelujah. Please lift your voice and pray. Open my eyes, open my heart. Let your mercy locate me. Let your grace rest upon me. Is someone praying? Lift your voice and pray. Father, I'm tired of this level. This is a messy conference. There is no excuse. There is no reason why I should be at the same level. Is someone praying? Spiritually, you have encompassed this mountain long enough. Financially, in your influence, let there be proof that I met you. Let there be proof that my tarrying upon this mountain was worth the while. It's time to visit my family. It's time to visit my destiny. Someone pray. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace. My life will change. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace. My life must change. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace. Prophesy to yourself. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace. My life must change. I will never be the same. Your grace, my life must change. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace, my life must change. This song, listen please. This song is not a special number, it's a testimony. Is what can happen to a man when you really encounter the mercy and the grace of God. That your life can turn around. It says, when the Lord turned again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dream. Our mouths were filled with laughter And they said among the heathen, the Lord hath done great things for us. He said, the Lord hath done great things for us, whereof we are glad. Then he says, turn again our captivity. Turn again our captivity. Someone turn it into prayer. Lord, change things. Change things. Change things. New testimonies. I encounter your mercy and I encounter your grace. Let things change. Let things turn around.
My speech must change.
I can never be the same. I've touched your grace. My life will change.
I can never be the same. I've touched your grace. My life must change.
Hallelujah. In Jesus' name, Psalms 102 and verse 13, please keep standing and let's read together. Psalm 102, truly God is generous. Truly, it's not a preacher's talk, it's true. Across the body of Christ, seasons are shifting. Across families, seasons are shifting. You see, God is not careless about the system that he puts in place. You only need to be sensitive to know that God is shifting people from one dimension to the other. God is turning Sauls to Paul. God is turning all kinds of things, bringing glory out of ashes. This is why this conference is a messy conference. The Bible says, thou shall arise. It's amazing that God needs to stand up to show mercy. Mercy is that serious. There are two reasons why he arises. Arise, O Lord, and let your enemies be scattered. And now he says, arise. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Joshua Selman. For the time to favor him. Yea, the set time is come. Lord, arise. Don't sit down again. Arise. For the time. Show mercy. Because without your mercy, favor cannot come. It is your mercy that will birth the favor that I need for the season in my life. Therefore, thou shalt arise and have mercy upon your Zion, for the time to favor her, yea, the set time has come. Lift your voice and turn this scripture into prayer. We are praying today. Please pray. Please pray. Lord, arise. Is there someone praying? Thou shall arise. Thou shall arise. Thou shall arise. Have mercy upon my family, upon my career, upon my spiritual life, for the time to favor me, the time to lift me, the time to honor me. Hallelujah. 1 Samuel chapter 12 and verse 6. Never forget this scripture for the rest of your life in the name of Jesus. 1 Samuel chapter 12, please. And verse 6. Then Samuel said to the people, "The Lord who appointed Moses and Aaron and who brought your ancestors from the land of Egypt is a witness." Another version says it was God who advanced Moses and Aaron. It was God who advanced Moses. God bless you. It was the Lord that did what? Advanced Moses. It's God that pushes people forward. It takes more than intention and desire. Someone turn it into a prayer. Push me forward. Move me forward from this realm, from this dimension. Lift your voice, house of David. Lift your voice and pray. It was the Lord that caused Moses to advance. It was the Lord that caused Aaron to advance. Is someone praying? It was the Lord that caused Moses and Aaron to advance. Shela Parutas. Keep praying. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father, move our lives. Take us to realms never imagined in the name of Jesus. Please sit down for a few minutes. Please don't be tired because we are going to be standing a lot this morning. We're wrapping up this conference and it's important that haven't heard the word, we pray it into reality. You see, sometimes it is dangerous to be exposed to truth and not use it. It will be better off that the information did not come, but that you have access to truth. You must sustain the grace. It says, "Now that ye know these things, happy are you if you do them." Hallelujah. Psalm 103. I truly love David. We're going to read the first 17 verses, but the verse of emphasis is verse 1 to 5. But there is a reason why we will go that far. Praise the Lord. Because what we are reading is what God will do in the life of someone this morning. In the name of Jesus. Just keep the scripture there. But the scripture we read earlier said, "Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion." Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon Zion. Why? Because if you do not show a man mercy, there are many things that cannot come. The Bible says favor itself is tied to the release of God's mercy. That when God's mercy is upon a man, then he can be a benefactor of his favor. And can I tell you sincerely, most of the things we need in life are favor dependent. It is true. It is true. I have a dear person in our ministry who would always say that the favor and the blessings of God upon your life will increase your prayer life and reduce your prayer points. So that all you are left with is worship. You come to a point where The Bible says, and Abraham was old and well stricken in age, and the Lord had blessed him in all things. There is such a possibility in a man's life where you enjoy the goodness and the mercy of God all around. Spiritually, your influence, your finances, your health, your life, as a testimony, a portrait of what God can do with a man who he has lavishly shown his mercy upon. Are we together? So we see that mercy and favor are connected. You know, I knew when favor was not on my life. It was very clear. I was still a Christian. I was filled with the Holy Spirit. But it was very evident that the favor of God was not upon my life. I'm telling you sincerely, and I mean no disrespect, you can handpick a man who has not experienced the mercy and the favor of God. It is clear. There are many indices to measure lack of favor. One of it is hardship. Another is stagnation. You can know that people are limited at the same level. You see them after 5 years and there's no difference between 5 years before and 5 years after. The only thing is that they are alive. The only thing growing is their age. Nothing else is growing in their life. The Bible says for such people, the Lord would remedy that situation by arising to show them mercy. Thou shall arise and have mercy upon Zion. Why? Because the time to favor her, yea, the set time is come. When God decides to invest his mercy upon a man and to expose that man to favor, be careful to not make any statement that is wrong, because you will live your lifetime burying your head in shame. When God decides to invest his mercy, his jealousy, and his favor upon a family, upon a career, brothers and sisters, you will see someone yesterday who will look like a failure, and by tomorrow you will not understand by what system he or she rose. This is the mystery behind the nonsense people say people come out of nowhere. I've said it again and again. There is nobody who comes out of nowhere. People are mercy made. People are favor made. Whilst you see people almost at the point of death, you do not know the negotiations that they are having with God. When God stamps his mercy upon their lives, everything responds to them. Everything responds to them. Good things will wait until they come there, as though other people are not there. Good things will be delayed unnecessarily until they are there. A great man who should bless because you are not there will not come. Delayed by God until you show up. You must meet good things. This is how you know that the favor of God is upon a man. And like Pastor Poju shared yesterday, very powerful. Listen, let me tell you. The Bible says, thanks be to God, the God of our Father, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. In God's economy, nothing of value is physical. Please understand this. Nothing of value is physical. The reason is because physical things were framed from the earth and they are subject to depletion, delay, and exhaustion. Decay, I meant to say, corruption. Are we together? So if you are given ₦1,000,000, let's say ₦1,000,000,000, something very realistic that will make you excited, you will think that because you know what to do with that money, there is a guarantee that you will be wealthy forever. The vicissitudes of life are so many. You don't even, the Bible says, you don't know which evil will come upon the earth. People have crashed from everything to nothing. And the people were not foolish. It took wisdom to build that far. And then they still crashed down. So when God really wants to help a man, he does not give you things in your hand. He puts things on your head. Thou anointest my head with oil, but the proof is on my cup. He does not anoint your cup. I can know what is on your head by looking at what is in your cup. When God wants to help men, he does not give them money. When God wants to help men, he will place something upon them. Spiritual realities are real. Just because they are spiritual does not mean we are already used to, if I give you a billionaire's complimentary card and you have access to his private line, sometimes you'll be excited and you feel that you are at a point of advantage. There is no guarantee that having that card and that number means that you have his favor. Ah! But when something leaves heaven and comes upon your life, you see, sir, this is what has been studied by business schools, business people, and they notice that there were certain human beings who exhibited magnetic properties. They were human beings, but they worked as though they were metals. That they seemed to sustain a strange ability that attracts certain scenarios. And then they began to call people money magnets and all kinds of magnets. They are not lying. They are attempting to explain what happens to a man when the realm of the spirit signs upon your life. God's mercy and God's favor. Bring a man who has no advantage in life. Invest the mercy and the grace of God. You can wave him goodbye and tell him, see you at the top. You are not confessing. You will see what will happen. In the midst of his confusion, what is upon him will strangely... You don't pick metals one by one. You pass a magnet. They find their way up. It is laborious to start. You don't even know where they are. Are we together now? Thou shalt arise and have mercy. Life is hard when the mercy of God is not upon a man. It doesn't matter what kind of advantage you have. The world is too wicked to isolate you and just be good to you for no reason. The selfishness and the biases in men. Remember our discussion on men. Someone will come and antagonize you on based on tribe, based on gender, based on age, based on the pain of your parents. Your father did something for me. Now is the time to get back at you. But not when his mercy is upon you. Thou shall arise. Please listen very carefully. And have mercy upon Zion, for the time to favor her. Yea, the set time is come. I told you yesterday, and through the teachings, I'm sure you've learned now, that mercy is not something that only sinners need. The theology that we have received before now is that mercy is for fornicators and adulterers and smokers, etc. And so when you feel that I am none of these, you don't like the subject of mercy. We love favor. We love everything. But if I say, may God show you mercy, what have I done? What have I done wrong that he shows me mercy? If you say favor, now I need that wisdom. Yes. But we do not know that the very key that opens up all those possibilities is the mercy of God. The Bible says it is of the Lord's mercy that we are not consumed. That means if he looks at us the way we are, his justice and his judgment will necessitate that we fail and perish. But that he only looks at us through the lens of his mercy. And when he looks at us through the lens of his mercy, he sees himself. And this becomes the basis of his dealing with us. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon a failure. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon one who had been ravaged by all kinds of demonic and diabolic things. Thou shalt arise and have mercy upon a pastor. Thou shalt arise and have mercy. You know, let me tell you something. The first time I came here, when you moved here, when I looked at this facility, and you know, a number of people have given me a little brief about this region and this area, and I saw this facility and I saw these things and I said, Kai, life. I don't know why men like suffering. We like hardship and we like suffering, whereas God has created a bailout system through humility. Did you know that it is vain to wake up in the morning and to sleep late in the night? That is the testimony of many people. We wake up in the morning and think it is just, it is truly of the Lord's mercy. It is the Lord that showeth mercy. Get the teachings all through yesterday. There's no point going through them. Pastor Poju shared something very powerful. One of the proofs of mercy is that the eyes of your understanding, spiritual illumination is granted unto you. Are we together? So that you will see. There is a grace that can make men see. It's the mercy of God. That you will see an oasis in a desert where no one is seeing. This is how that's why you see people rise to positions that when you are clapping for them, they feel guilty. Because in all honesty, they know that if you separate the mercy of God, it's not so much about their creativity. Yes, they participated. This is the disposition of the believer. So that when some are trusting in horses and chariots, we can come and say, well, I don't know how you got yours, but this estate, if I tell you I got this because I went to school, I'm lying. I was just passing and I saw rubbles. And God said, look again. And I saw an estate in the rubbles. I will never be the same. I've touched your grace.
Time was changed.
I will never be the same.
I touched your grace. My life was changed.
Look at the beautiful facility that God has given this church. One thing I know with your city is that space is gold. And when I see the parking facility and all of this, I just look and I say, this is the grace of God. Please, make up your mind this year that you will cause suffering and hardship intentionally. Attack it and say, you have to live my life. There are people who move forward, but if you stop applying effort in the flesh, you will not move forward. That kind of life is difficult. You can't give God glory. That's why when people say it's God that gave you everything, you look at them and say, where was he when I was up in the night? God gave me what? Because it was in the strength of the flesh. But there are realms. See, there are times that God blesses your farm. But there are times the urgency requires bread directly from heaven. There's no time to plant and wait. The urgency requires bread. He can give both blessings upon your farm. But there are times the delay in your life before you farm and wait and reap, he can send it from heaven. They are called prepared blessings. God is not only the God who gives harvest to your grains. God can send manna from heaven. Because when life pushes you and time is all that we've had. A man of 60 years, when are you going to start teaching him the principles of finances? You know how hard it is to learn that thing? And now the guy struggles for another 10 years, and just when he's done learning, he's about to die. There has to be a way. And God will visit someone and say, bless this man. Give him a house, give him a car, is my instruction. And you see an old man standing in front of a car that he wants to run away from. And they say it's yours. It is the hand of God. We hardly hear these kinds of testimonies again. The reason is because we are intelligent in ourselves. And so you hardly hear people now say, God said do this. Because of our strength. And by the arm of flesh shall no man prevail. Please hear me. We are mercy made. We are made by his favor. It is true. The same is true in business. The same is true in ministry. The same is true in our work with God. I gave you an example yesterday that someone can be under a bridge, destroying his life with liquor and all of that. And suddenly God appears to that person. He was not praying. In fact, did you know that Cain's conversation with God, it was the blood of Abel that called God. It was not even Cain who called God. And when God was speaking to him, he would have said, Lord, thank you. You have visited me. And he said, well, am I my brother's keeper? In other words, you can keep talking. You don't disturb me. A man is having a visitation from God that we so covet. And he's trivializing it. And God is not angry to leave the man. Then God curses the man and he renegotiates things and says, God, this is too much. Let's discuss. Put a mark. This is too much. Even in your judgment, I know you are merciful. Will you give me what is greater than me? Hezekiah was given a death sentence by a true prophet, chapter 38 of Isaiah. put your house together, you will not survive from that sickness. And Hezekiah said, prophet, God bless you. I know you are a man. You are an obedient man. You go. I know a merciful God. And he turned his face to the wall and said, oh God, remember. He renegotiated his life. Men appointed to death can cancel that verdict. The mercy of God is powerful. Without the mercy of God, life will treat you as you deserve. And let me tell you, what we deserve from this life is nothing but misery and catastrophe. The depravity of our hearts, the reality and the fragility of our humanity continue to program wars, whether we are good or not. It takes the mercy of God to edit the seeds we have sown and stop some harvests from happening. If every seed that we have sown grows to become a tree, that tree will kill us. Some of us will not survive 1 year, but it is of the Lord's mercy. Are we together? When the mercy of God comes to you, certain things begin to happen immediately in your life. We're going to look at them briefly and then we'll pray. The mercy, the favor, the mercy, the favor, the mercy of God isolating you out and dealing with you in a way and manner that you do not deserve, because he's aware of certain things about you. The mercy of God is not an excuse for carelessness. The mercy of God is his remedy for your humanity. I want to drum this again and again. The mercy of God is proof that he loves us. He understands our frame, as we'll be reading shortly. He knows that we are dust. Hallelujah. Psalm 103. I'll read and then we'll get to a place where we invite you to join me. Are we ready? Bless the Lord, O my soul. And all that is within me, bless his holy name. We're reading to verse 17. Bless the Lord, O my soul. And what? Forget not his benefits. So these are the fruits of mercy, the benefits of God upon a man's life. 1, verse 3. Who forgiveth how many? All thine iniquities. Please stop there. The Bible didn't say who forgives your sin. I told you that iniquity is a revelation of a state of your heart, executed or not. Are we together now? It says, if I hide iniquity in my heart, the psalmist said, the Lord would not have heard me. It is only what you have done that we can see, that we can talk about. The ones that are there being programmed for decades to come, the Lord himself can look upon you with mercy and forgive even the state of your heart. Who forgiveth thine iniquities? And then number 2, who healeth all? How many? Please look up. Who healeth? Like Pastor was sharing, it's not enough to be aware of the power, the might of God. That is his ability. But is he willing? The mercy of God is an expression of his willingness to reach out to you. Who healeth all thy diseases? Who redeemeth thy life from destruction? Deliverance is a sign of the mercy of God. Who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies? 5. Who satisfieth thy mouth with good things, so that your youth is renewed like the eagles? Please keep that scripture. Verse 5. There is a relationship between the renewal of your youth and the satisfaction of your mouth. Are we together now? That means there is something hunger can do to your frame. Please look up. The Bible says he satisfies your mouth with good things, and the effect is that it will make your youth renewed like an eagle. That means there's a level of lack and suffering and hardship that can wrinkle you to become decades older than you truly are. He says, satisfy us early with your mercy. A man can be helped by God marvelously, marvelously helped by God, and your youth is renewed like that of an eagle. The advantage of the eagle is that it can rise as you have learned, and it can, you know, defeather itself and wait for brand new feathers to rise again. So you always see it looking fresh and agile. 6. The Lord executed righteousness and judgment for all that are oppressed. He made known his ways to Moses, his acts to the children of Israel. Read on, please. The Lord is merciful and gracious, slow to anger, plenteous in mercy. He will not always chide, neither will he keep his anger forever. He hath not dealt with us after our sins. Is someone seeing it there? Nor rewarded us according to our iniquity. 11. For as the heaven is high above the earth, so great is his mercy towards them that fear him. As far as the east is from the west, so far hath he removed our transgression. Transgression is not necessarily sin. Transgression is a violation of God's patterns, a violation of God's ordinances. You may be born again and filled with the Holy Spirit, but you are not a faithful tither. You don't give, you don't have seeds, meaning a harvest should not come. That's transgression. A deviation from his patterns. Like a father pitieth his children, so the Lord pitieth them that fear him. 4 more verses and we're done. For he knoweth our frame. Look at this. This is the motivation behind the things that he does. He knows our frame. He remembereth that we are dust. As for man, his days are like grass. As a flower of the field, so he flourisheth. 16. For the wind passeth over it and is gone, and the place thereof shall know it no more. But the mercy of the Lord, hallelujah. The mercy of the Lord is not for 1 year. The mercy of the Lord is not for 2 years. If the mercy of the Lord ended a year before you were born, you are in trouble. But the mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting upon them that fear him, and his righteousness upon children's children. The mercy of the Lord is from everlasting to everlasting. The Bible even says that they are new every morning. Very powerful. New, renewed every morning. His insistence to see that we can access his benevolence and become all that he's designed us to be, his mercy, is a powerful prayer that you need to pray all the time. Look upon me, O God, from the lens of your mercy. Look upon me. Look above and beyond my limitations. Look above and beyond my foolishness. Look above and beyond my humanity. Look above and beyond my efforts. In your mercy, treat me as one who has obtained mercy. And you will marvel and wonder, people of God. You will see results and you will see harvest of seeds you did not remember sowing, because someone sowed it for you. He looked at you and suspected you may forget and sowed it for you. Job would discern that peradventure his children would sin, and in advance he would offer sacrifices for them. Mercy, mercy, mercy. Thou son of David, have mercy on me. Show me mercy. Thou son of David, have mercy upon my business. When you begin to see these things happen, listen, did you know that two people can commit the same crime in an office, right? And the law or the policy can be to dismiss them. But one person would know how to access the mercy of God, and he will go back and cry Psalm 51 and say, Lord, against you and you alone have I sinned. Show me mercy. And whilst the director or the boss is sleeping, he can have a dream and see the face of only one person. Show him mercy. And get up in the morning and call two of you and say, you are gone. You wait. Did you know that both the wine presser and the baker committed, it was the same crime that brought them there. Are we together now? And two of them had dreams. As far as we know, the dreams did not come from the devil. All their dreams had 3 days. Their dreams had several things. Joseph now interprets, in 3 days, you'd be restored back to the king. And the other one said, I dreamt too. And in this dream, I saw 3 baskets. And he said, the meaning of your own dream is that in 3 days, they will call you like you have desired. But that call is to hang you and the birds will eat your flesh. And it happened like that. The mercy of God. 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 I believe in His mercy. I'm a product of His mercy. I have seen His favor. When we sing these songs, we sing it because of what He has done. Did you know that I listen to myself, Pastor? And sometimes when I listen to myself, I'm wondering, who is this guy preaching? And I'm listening to myself. And I hear things that I said, and I said, my God, can you imagine this? And I'm wondering where that inspiration came from. And sometimes I just go on my knees and say, Lord, I fear you. You do things in my life that make you fear you again and again. I testify that your goodness is real. I'm here today to testify that your goodness is real. Your goodness is real. I testify your goodness is real. Your mercies are real, I testify. I testify that your goodness is real. I testify. Your goodness is real, say your goodness is real.
I testify your goodness is real.
Your favor is real.
Your favor is real. I testify. Your favor is real.
Listen. You can get to a point with God where in 24 hours, if you are not favored, you will go for a retreat because you know it's an attack. You would have gotten to the realm where He daily loads you. Not weekly. Not monthly. Please hear what I'm telling you. This man talking to you is not talking nonsense. Find a way of believing what I'm telling you. You can get to a point where the gap between one favor and another is maximum 24 hours. That if in 24 hours nothing good comes, you can see it as a sign of attack because God has so brought the light of His mercy and favor. You become Beulah and Hephzibah, the delight of people. When someone has excess money and wants to bless people, your face comes immediately. As though he does not have relatives, he now begins to think about you. Men can forget. They don't remember on their own. There is a grace for remembrance. There is a grace that makes men to remember men. And God brings you into a realm of prepared blessings. Do you know why? Pastor also shared it yesterday, because there is a purpose assigned to our destinies. And some of these things that need to be in place, if we do not route them through the mercy and the favor of God, they will distract you and your whole life will be lived getting them instead of having them and using them for the purpose assigned. I give you an instance. If God has called and ordained you to be a kingdom financier, that means there must be a time allocated in His economy where you should have conquered finances, so that now, at that point, from that point of victory, you can now start hearing Him, send this to household of David, send this to this place, send this to this mission. That's your assignment. Your assignment is not to make money. Being wealthy now has qualified you to be faithful in your assignment. But the devil can abort that assignment, not by stopping you from the knowledge of it, but by delaying you, so that the day you make your first 1 billion, you are 75 years. It's no longer a testimony. So he says, satisfy me early. There is timing to my life.
Satisfy me early. Lord, you have called me to be a man of God. I should not begin to feed and bless the nations when I'm 60. I got born again at 17. What was I doing that far? 18 years was enough for Jesus to be ready for ministry. 12 plus 18, 30 on the dot, and he was ready. In 3 years, he conquered the whole earth. Do you know there is a spirit of lateness in Africa? Look up, please. We are going to pray this morning. There is a wicked spirit of lateness in Africa where it almost looks like a cost to do things fast, to get things fast. If you build your house at 22, people suspect you're a drug baron. They say, where did this... In as much as we must appreciate the fact that true success takes time, it's a product of understanding, track record, mentorship, etc. What then is the advantage of the Holy Spirit and these systems in the kingdom? Not everybody is a fraudster. They are just systems of advantage that we can tap into. Prepared blessings. When the devil wants to frustrate you, every other thing increases except your salary. And you are there angry and looking at yourself, talking to yourself. You don't even know when evening has come. This is what is happening to people. You see people talking to themselves, you think they're on a phone, but they are angry. They are talking to themselves till they get sick. Young people now having high blood pressure, you see a man of 70 and a young boy of 21. Two of them are receiving the same drug for BP. Why should it be so? A merry heart doeth good like medicine. But the Bible says a broken spirit can dry up the bones. Ask and you shall receive, that your joy may be complete. There is a dimension of joy that is dependent on your receiving. There are things if you do not receive, your joy will not be complete. Hallelujah. If I ask all of us now in the name of honesty to write 3 things we want God to do for us and drop it now. If we have the opportunity to x-ray this for many people, the problems are not, you can compartmentalize the problem. It would not be more than 5 or 6 areas. Usually one will be finances. Am I right? Second will be maybe family problems. 3 can be health. 4 spiritual problems and all of that. Lord, I don't know why I'm here. I'm not hearing you. I don't know why I'm up today, down tomorrow. And then finally, all other, maybe others, we'll call it others. But that's really the classification. These things are distracting. It takes the mercy of God to help you settle certain things on time. So you can now lift up your eyes and say, Lord, why was I born? Why am I here? Lo, I come, he says, in the volume of the book, as it is written of me, to do your will, not to guess my way, not to try my life. There are many people today who are completely outside of the will of God. There are prophets today loitering the streets of Lagos looking for money because ends must be met. Jacob could not live out the fullness of his prophetic ministry until the final days of his life. Satisfy me early with your mercy. Lord, let me build the house early so that it will take away that distraction. Open up doors for me to know I can settle my children's school fees till PhD if need be, so that I can focus on you. Why will I spend time praying and 90% of the time is petition? Where then is the time to know you? When you open your Bible, you are searching for promises. Promises all through. And it's wonderful. Where I have to search for a way to tie the hand of God to force this thing to come. There is a realm where God can satisfy a man. I had the privilege to pray for someone, and a husband and a wife, very blessed people, they love the Lord. And I told them, I said, I love to pray for people. Do you have any prayer requests? And in all honesty, I don't get to see that many times. They looked at themselves and sincerely, in truth, they didn't have any prayer request. They just knelt down and said, we just want to know the Lord more. I said, this is it. This is exactly the kind of thing we are talking about. I just want to know the Lord. Know him more. Why? Because there is a roof over my head. Why? Because God has been faithful. Why? Because the school fees of my children can be settled. The matters that pertain unto life and godliness have been sorted out. Now I can focus. God can speak to me and I can hear him. Your goodness is real. I testify your goodness is real. Your favor is real. I testify. Your goodness is real.
I testify. Your goodness is real.
Hallelujah. There are many people who are trusting God for different levels of establishment, especially with the younger ones. We are trusting God for all kinds of things. And let me tell you, I don't mean to be a prophet of doom, but it is true. Life outside of these spiritual systems of advantage is hard and almost impossible. An average young graduate, you stand before a property and you ask, how much is this? And they mention an amount that to you, you receive it as an evil report. Are we together? You laugh at what he said because you laugh at yourself and you say, let me just find my way and go away, because I know that there is almost no hope of this kind of thing. God who picks a man from the dunghill and will set him to sit among princes. Where is that God? I testify that your mercies are real. I testify, your goodness is real.
I testify, your goodness is real.
Listen, there are many things in God's system that you were not supposed to do for yourself and by yourself. There is an advantage. It's not a call to be lazy, but please believe me. We will be able to focus on advancing the kingdom of God and his purposes when certain things are in place. The demon that is destroying people right now is this finance. People talk about money in their sleep. They talk about money when they wake up. They are discussing with you and the next thing they veered off talking about. They didn't even know when they stopped talking about. You are talking about your relatives. How is my mother? How is my father? And the next thing the person is talking about how to pay a loan he collected. And you say, we are discussing family. The stress. I'm not just trying to make you feel bad. These are real issues. Conferences like this are designed. You heard what your pastor said, that after this conference, it should not be, a member will not be effective if you have to stay and have a meeting till 10 o'clock and you know there is school fees, 400,000, 500,000. You have twins for starters. Remember, the grace came from here. They prophesied. Speed. Now two children are here and you have to pay at once. You regret every time you see them. This is what happens in our society. The living condition of people is as though the work of the cross were a lie. And let me tell you something. Life is in phases, but there are phases you have passed. And we must find a way of admitting it and forcing ourselves out of a lot of nonsense. The lifetime of a process is not forever. A time comes in your life where not having a car is no longer the needs of your life will squeeze and strangle you. Am I making sense to you? Because we are going to pray. Satisfy me early. Show me your mercy. Satisfy me early. In Africa, if you are blessed alone, you are still in trouble. An average family has between 4 to 15 people who refuse to rise when they see you rising. They just keep cheering you and say, there's no point rising since you are there. I mean, you just continue. and they blackmail you by saying we prayed for you and expect returns forever. So if all you have is enough for you, you are still in trouble. It was because it was only Joseph that dreamt alone that he was in trouble. If all the brothers had dreams, they would discuss their dreams together. In Africa, when you prosper, you are not saved. You must prosper in a way that you factor the problems that can come and prosper to the point that your prosperity can still solve them. That point, you have entered your Sabbath. I vowed a vow, and I say it with all humility. I vowed a vow to God that I will never serve and worship mammon. This money thing. That resources will serve me while I serve His Majesty. This is it. But life will squeeze you to a point where all you think about is money. And the Bible says where your treasure is. And you know, sometimes we act as if these things are not important. In all, we have to be very honest with ourselves. It is very important. Money is not everything. But it's amazing, man, how many things will go wrong in your life when resources are not there. It takes money to buy a Bible. It takes money to buy tapes. It takes money to create the atmosphere where the Holy Ghost can come. Because the visitation of God is atmosphere dependent. He will not come carelessly. You must pay the price to create the atmosphere that can host Him. And in the name of Jesus, God is changing somebody's life. Hallelujah. We are going to pray shortly. I would steal out a few minutes. I believe it was in my heart yesterday. We are going to pray. There are people whose sins by the grace of God will be forgiven. There are people whose bodies and infirmities that have to leave today. There are situations in our lives that must go. Otherwise, I mean, we have spent days discussing the possibilities of the mercy of God. If we do not experience it, then we call God a liar. I cast my crown before the highest royalty. I am undone before your glorious majesty. I cast my crown before the highest royalty. I am undone before your glorious majesty. I told you yesterday that the mercy of God does not just come upon people because they need it. There is a position. Please listen. The grace of God does not come on strong people. When the grace of God is released, it looks for weakness. If it does not find weakness, it leaves. It says, my strength is perfected in your weakness. So when you cast your crown before Him, the song we're singing now is a declaration of your need for Him. That you're saying, Lord, I've exhausted my intelligence. I acknowledge that I am educated. I acknowledge that I'm connected to powers that be. But I also recognize that if you do not help a man, he cannot be helped. And Uzziah prospered because he was marvelously helped. Marvelously helped. Marvelously helped. Show me the money that entered your account from your salary as salary, and show me the one that entered as mercy. Can you distinguish them? Everything in your account, is it a testimony of what you worked for? Or is there an advantage? Do you know the difference? Show me revelations that just came to you while you were lying down on your bed. You were not asking God for anything. His mercy just came. And that became a series that blessed and lifted people. I will be lying if I tell you every dimension of grace in my life was something I intentionally pursued. There are dimensions I don't know how they came. All I know is that the God of heaven who shows men mercy showed me mercy. Hallelujah. There are dimensions of anointing and grace. My brothers and my sisters, please listen to me. When God's mercy finds you, you would join the world to stand in awe and say, "What is this? If it is the Lord's doing, it must be marvelous, marvelous, marvelous." When last did a man look at your life and say, "What type of a man is this?" They looked at Paul and Barnabas. They called them Zeus and Hermes. We are too common to give God glory. Our lives are too common to give God glory. Our testimonies are too general. That's why people say, "Is he really God? Or are you just saying it because you're a Christian?" There are things that you say that people say, "This one, it has to be God. This one, it has to be God." So today we are going to pray and cry that the God of heaven would look upon us with mercy. Lord, turn my life into a sign and a wonder. Turn my life into an oasis of testimonies. Let things so shift, so change in my life. So shift, so change in my life. Lift your voice while you are seated. Pray that prayer. We are going to stand up shortly, but I want you to pray it while you are seated. Cry to the Lord of heaven. It's time to change my life, oh God. It's time to change my life, oh God. I come before you broken. I come before you desiring your mercy. I acknowledge that my strength can fail me spiritually, financially, career-wise. I'm a businessman, but your grace is yet to speak in my life. I'm a businessman, but your mercy is yet to speak in my life. I'm a pastor, and it's as if I'm not even born again. There is no demand on the grace that is upon my life. Pray 1 minute. You are wrapping the conference with a prayer, an insistence. Thou son of David, have mercy upon me. I cannot be in Lagos, a land of plenty. Hallelujah. I hope you are not tired of prayer, because we are appropriating this. Prayer point number 2. You sing this song for me. Spirit, lead me where my trust is without borders. Let me walk. That's the second prayer point. Open my eyes. Lead me. There is a path which no fowl has seen. Where is my blessing in Lagos, oh God? Where is my portion? He dug a well. The Philistines covered it. He dug another well. The Philistines covered it. He dug another one and they left him. And he called it Rehoboth. God, give me my space. Give me my place. I'm tired of managing. I'm tired of sharing. Open my eyes. Where is my space of influence? Where is the place where my voice can speak? I will.
upon your name.
Listen, please, in the name of Jesus, take this prayer session seriously. Look at this. It is the mercy of God that opens your eyes to see what is yours. The Bible says when Jesus resurrected, watch this. He was in the garden where his tomb was. The disciples came, sir. They did not see him. But a woman came and looked at the tomb and kept looking. And the next thing she saw him and said, Rabboni, what you are not seeing is there. But there is a grace that makes you see. Lift your voice and cry. Open my eyes. Where is my job? Open my eyes. Where is my anointing? Open my eyes. Where is my gift? Open my eyes. The gift of open eyes. Where is my place in life? Where is my place in destiny? I can't just be a general businessman. Show me, oh God. He says, call unto me and I will answer. I will show you, show you, show you. Listen, please look up. Look up. Let me tell you something. We are still praying. Please don't be tired. This is serious business here. Pastor, did you know? Let me tell you this. I thank God for what God is doing through my teachings around the world. I am humbled and honored. But let me tell you how it all started. At that point, there was no such thing as posting messages online for people to start to have it and download. There was no such thing like free downloads. It was cassettes and CDs. Remember? And the Lord told me, son, let me show you how the future will be. A time will come when these things will be digital. They will be downloaded. And he said, it's a personal instruction. I'm not saying. He said, before that happens, get these teachings. Put them online. The angel of the Lord will give them wings. And they will go over the nations and spread your influence. I was in a room, quietly. God can show you things to come. Listen, those who really prosper, those who, they don't follow. They are those who create possibilities and wait for others to come. God can show you the next trend of real estate from 2020 till 2030. Don't assume things will always be the way they have been. This is why business is shut down. This is why ministry is shut down. Lord, what is the next trend of things happening? The sons of Issachar, the Bible says they had an understanding of the times. There are people today who are suffering punishment because their eyes could not see the things to come. He says, right, the things that will happen shortly. Do you know what will bring blessings to people this year? Do you know what people... Listen, look at the church today. There are people who came with songs. It didn't make sense, but they were discerning and their songs have brought them voice. They made them voices today. There are people... It's amazing. Certain teachings that have blessed the body of Christ from me. If I tell you how these teachings came, you will marvel and you will wonder. We are not extraordinary in ourselves. We need the eyes to see. Lord, what is the next thing that will lift men? What is the next thing that will announce men? Show me and bring me into it. Lift your voice and cry. Show me. What will interest the government in Lagos here? What is going to be the secret of prosperity in the next 10 years? What will be the secret of exploits in ministry? No assumptions. No assumptions. God is going to be the secret that will cause a generation to hear a man. What is the hear ye him formula for the next 10 years? Show me. Hallelujah. Prayer point number three. Now please listen very carefully. The Bible tells us that someone slew his brother called Cain. The brother was dead, but his blood was alive. Please listen. And the Bible tells us that the blood has a voice, and the voice kept speaking before the throne for vengeance, and God could not ignore that voice. It was that voice that invited God to come and say, Cain, what have you done? Your brother's blood cried. Can I tell you this? I know that there are all kinds of imbalances when it has to do with curses and yokes and all of that, but let me tell you sincerely, blood cries. Let me tell you, the ordinances of the fathers can have a repercussion on the sons. I want you to find a way of believing this. Now, it is true that curses can be broken. It is true that yokes can be lifted. It is true that burdens can be destroyed, but they are not destroyed by default. As powerful as God is, He did not cast your sin out of you. Your sins were not casted out of you. He went through the protocol of translating you from the kingdom of darkness into light. He would have said, your sin, your iniquity, I cast you in my name. There are things you don't cast. There are protocols that you go through, because blood is a witness in the earth. I show you why many people never rise. It's true. Educated, they spend 20 years in the U.S. and come back into Lagos. And you see them and say, I thought you were in U.S. They say, I'm back. Doing what? Say, I don't know. I just know that I'm back. Blood cries. So let me tell you sincerely. Who sinned that this man was born blind? That means there was something Jesus taught them. In his mentorship session, he taught them that blindness can be based on the sin of that person or his father. They didn't just say, why is this man born blind? They said, who sinned? If it's not him, then we know that is where he's connected from. There are only three ways that the devil has access to men. Number one, covenants. Number two, ignorance. Number three, disobedience. These are the only three gates that authorize the operation of darkness. And the highest of them, you will be surprised, is covenants. It is covenants that make for transgenerational continuity, the formation of patterns. Your grandmother was raped. Your mother was raped. Now, that kind of thing happens. Marriages don't last more than 2 years. No matter how nice, don't just assume that my wife loves me very well. It's not about the human beings. I told you this. The realm of the spirit controls the physical realm. There are people who will never have friends for more than 2 weeks. Something must happen. The blood. The blood. And then the Bible tells us, listen carefully, that one of the things we experience upon Mount Zion is the blood of sprinkling. The blood of sprinkling. Do you know what that does? It's a system of atonement where God comes and says, it is true that you are connected with the ordinances of the fathers, and it is true that these things should happen to you.
But I see the blood, I see the blood, I see the blood. I see the blood, I see the blood, my precious blood. I see the blood, eternal saving blood.
Hallelujah. While praying, I hope I'm not messing up your morning, your service this morning. Please, if you can and you can listen to me, please pair yourselves into three. And we're going to pray this thing once and for all. Find someone, you don't have to scatter your seed, but find someone we're going to pray. That in the name of Jesus and by the mystery of the blood, the ordinances that connect me to the tragedies of the past, it may be my mistakes, it may be the mistakes of the fathers, but here at Household of David, instrumentalists, while we're praying, you just set the atmosphere for us. Praise the Lord. Everybody, please say in the name of Jesus. Please shout it, say in the name of Jesus. Today, I declare that I am a child of God. I stand by the blood and I speak against ordinances, against yokes, against activities of demons, against ancestry, against patterns over my life. Release me now. Lift your voice and start praying. Pray. Pray. Blotting out every handwriting and every ordinance that spoke against us. He nailed it to his cross. Ordinances that bring barrenness. Ordinances that bring failure. Ordinances that bring cycles. It's time to move forward. Ordinances of lust, ordinances of failure, ordinances of defeat, patterns, cycles. Ordinances of delay. You're online, pray. Enough is enough. In the name of Jesus, enough is enough. Someone is praying. I declare the blood, the bailout system for the tragedy of ancestry. I declare the blood, the bailout system. Hallelujah. Please look up. We are still praying. The third prayer point, you are going to engage with understanding. This is the third prayer point.
Atmosphere now. Change. Tying my destiny, tying my progress in the name of the Lord God of the heavens. I declare chains be broken. Atmosphere of disfavor, atmosphere of tragedy, shift now. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Lift your voice and begin to pray. Embrace it, take it,
Hallelujah. 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 One last prayer point. Now, please look up. One last prayer point. You are going to pray. Listen to me. The Bible says, remember not the former things. I want to show you one of the ministries of mercy. The ministry of mercy can break the power of yesterday from your life. It's amazing how that when you want to make progress, yesterday can draw you back. Remember yesterday. Remember this. Listen, when the Bible says remember not, your mind may never forget physically, but the system of remembrance is that anytime you think about something, you give it life. I hope you know. So when you want to make progress, yesterday and the baggages of yesterday try to haunt you and you cannot move forward. The Bible says, remember not the former things. You want to start another business and you remember that yesterday I started one and it failed woefully. The failure of yesterday, you want to move. It's amazing how many people mark time because the memory of yesterday, we are going to wipe that memory. We will kill the life of yesterday by the power of mercy and say, my yesterday, God gave me a gift of tomorrow to do away with you. And now that my tomorrow has come, I wave you goodbye. Lift your voice and begin to pray. I break free from the power of yesterday. Remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. Someone is praying, the new, Lord, the new, Lord, the new, spiritually the new, financially the new. In the name of Jesus, I remember not the former things, nor consider the things of old. For behold, I do a new thing. The former failures, the former limitations. Is someone praying? My past, be detached from me. My failures, be detached from me. Saul, go away so that Paul can manifest. So let hope rise. Darkness trembles in your holy light. Hey, let hope, let it rise, let it rise.
Darkness trembles in your holy light.
Let hope, let it rise.
But this one thing I do, forgetting the things that are behind, I press. Forgetting 2019, I press. Forgetting 1975, I press. Forgetting 1981, I press. Listen, listen. Please look at me. If this is all we do, it is worth it for the morning service. We are rounding up the conference. That's why I'm taking my time to do this. Please look up. Now, I know you lost a loved one, and I know it is painful, but to mourn is fine, but grief is a spirit. It's a spirit that reproduces itself again. It can hold you for decades, and you will move. There are people whose properties were stolen since 1990. Till now, they don't have another one because they have given life to their yesterday. It cannot move them forward. You ask them, why are you like this? They say, why am I not like that? I mean, look, imagine what happened. Do you know that most of your excuses are in yesterday? Why are you an unhappy woman? After being deceived by 10 men, why should I be happy? It is true. But what if the 11th person is the one who God has put 20 men in him to come and be both a healing and a remedy? The story of seven of many of you know. The word seven there is the seventh time they succeeded. They failed six times down, and the seventh time they went up. That was where the name seven of came from. Rejoice not over me, my enemies. Though I fall, oh yes, I will rise. Is there hope for a tree even if it be cut down? Listen, there are some of you who have written jam 10 times, but you cannot move forward. You are having dreams of the 11th one. But remember, even when you failed the fifth one, you had the same dream. Master, we have toiled all night. How am I sure that what I'm seeing will not be the way it was yesterday? The past. An irresponsible gentleman is coming to you, wants to see your parents, and you have generalized him because you have put yesterday upon his face and he looks like yesterday. It's true that your child did not do well, but could it be that your child got born again 1st of January and this is genuine, his encounter is now genuine? Be careful. The past can steal your future. Yesterday is a thief. It can steal tomorrow. Create a bridge between yesterday and tomorrow so far that they never meet. For as far as the heavens are above the earth, how did he put it now? He has separated east and west, your sin against you, away from you. I am a forward thinker. I always look at what God is doing. Be careful. You came to Lagos, and every time you pass the bridge that you sat in, you look at it and worship the bridge and never enter a house, because the memory of your sitting in the bridge. My conscience must be purged with pure water so that I think. The Bible says, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are noble, if there be any praise, if there be any virtue, he said, think on these things. Stop going around telling everybody all your stories of yesterday to attract sympathy. We live in a generation that is so obsessed with sympathy. Now, I know we are human beings, we are psychological beings. I don't downplay that place, but let me tell you, it is this affinity for sympathy that has birthed entitlement mentality. People believe that they are entitled to portions of your life, your wealth, your influence. It is wrong. There are children today who started complaining, insulting their parents since they were 19. Today they are 45. Their parents are long gone. Yet the parents are the reasons why they continue to say they are failures. They teach their children, son, I'm a failure today because my father was a failure. Mercy gives you the grace to rise again. Mercy gives you the grace. Someone will have to get angry and say, do you know what? Tomorrow, I'm starting that business, not next week. I'm tired of saying one day, tomorrow, the sun will not go down without me putting anything on paper. Make up your mind. The mercy of God and the grace of God. Remember the scripture Pastor shared. When you have obtained the grace, you run. You don't sit. You don't assume. Mercy is not a giving allowance for carelessness. Now you can run because you have obtained mercy. He shows you how to run. He shows you how to talk. He shows you how to do business. Hallelujah. I will cause my goodness to pass by you. I will cause my goodness to pass by you. Did he not say goodness and mercy shall follow you? When you go alone, the doors don't open. You have to carry those escorts. Goodness and mercy. You are good and your mercy endures forever. That was a song that they sang every time they were faced with a situation that overwhelmed them. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Now, very quickly, I'm going to be ministering to us very quickly, but I want to make an altar call, and a very serious altar call. Please look up. The first blessing and benefit of the mercy of God, as revealed in Scripture, is that He forgives our sins. Many people don't talk about the forgiveness of sins as though it's not necessary. There is no forgiveness of sin that happens by default. You must engage it. There are people standing here, you don't want to start this year dilly-dallying and guessing. You want to mean it with God, and you want to mean it seriously. Apostle, I've come for conferences. Apostle, I always go around. I'm even the child of a pastor. That's not what I'm saying. You're saying, I'm tired of the way my life is. I truly want to make it right with Jesus. I want to remember this day for good. You see, the thing about God is that He gave you a will. He will never force you. I set before you this day, life, death, blessing, cursing. Our time is gone, and it may not be fair to keep us unnecessarily long. From the back to the front, from my right to my left, I believe there are two groups of people. The first group is saying, Apostle, I've been waiting for this call so that I will run to Jesus. The second group is saying, Apostle, I love Jesus, but for some reason my life has just gone haywire. I cannot truly call myself a Christian, and I need to run to Jesus now. Both groups, I want you to run like there's fire on the mountain and come before the Lord here. Don't wait for anybody to be the first, and there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Come running, come running, come running to the mercy seat.
If someone comes, celebrate them as they come. So that there can be space. The Bible says, let us come boldly before the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find help in time of need. Listen, my dear brothers and sisters, you are standing before the God of all flesh. Gone are the days when you laugh at people when they stand before the throne. I've told you, we are all men. My first message in this conference is that when it has to do with the grace and the mercy of God, there are no exceptions. In reality, all of us are supposed to be standing here. You know that? But we're only standing to give these people room. So while you are there, please let your heart be here too. It is very funny sometimes that once we make altar calls, it is because you don't continue just to get born again emotionally. There is an exact system where people obtain the life of God. But as far as the need for His mercy and His grace is concerned, you should live here. Some of you are crying, standing here. I'm saying this so that you will be comfortable. Because sometimes when we make this altar call, we make it as people who are so immune and exempted. We don't need His mercy. And then the people stand feeling like sinners, miserable people. It's not true. All of us deserve to be standing there. So as we give the opportunity, I want you to pray this prayer from the depth of your heart with understanding. You are not reciting a poem. You are joining the family. Some of you are making this decision for the first time. Some of you are renewing your relationship with Jesus. Please lift your right hand and say after me, loud, clear, from the depth of your heart. Jesus is standing here. Say, Lord Jesus, I believe in you. that you are the Son of God. Today, I declare that I need your help, that I need your life. I believe you died for me. I believe you rose again for my justification. I receive eternal life into my spirit. I receive the abundance of grace and the gift of righteousness. And I declare that from today and forever, I am a child of God, washed by the blood of the Lamb. I move forward ever and backward never. Amen. Keep your hands lifted. I declare by the authority of Scripture that your sins are forgiven. And I declare that the Lord opens a new chapter in your life. I curse the spirit of the past in the name of Jesus. I declare that the power of sin, the power of the flesh, the power of Satan is broken over your life. From today, the grace to love the Lord, the grace to walk in truth and righteousness is released upon you. May the Lord honor you. May the Lord bless you in the name of Jesus. Let's celebrate them, please. Okay. Someone directly. Okay, this is what will happen. Please, all of you in concert and very, very quickly, I'd like you to follow a dear lady at your back. She's waving her hand so you see her. Please, all of you, let's celebrate them. They'll just have a word with you quickly and you'll be back to your seat. Let's keep clapping, please. Please rise up on your feet. Go around you.
Majesty. Majesty. Your grace has found me just as I
trusting God for a healing right now. Pastor, can I take 5 minutes to just pray? Please lay your hands. The mercy of God is always connected to His healing power. I believe in the healing power of Jesus. Please lay your hands. If it's a part of your body you cannot touch, just make contact with your chest.
You are here, wiping every tear. I worship you. I worship you. You are here, turning lives around. I worship you.
Now, please listen to me. There are two people in this congregation, one at the back, one in the middle. The power of God will come upon them. After that shout, the healing power of Jesus will begin to touch people. It's a sign and a wonder. You know it by now, that this is just the operation of the Spirit. The moment this happens, the healing power of Jesus will begin to touch people in this place. Thank you, Lord Jesus. At the back and in the middle, there is such a strong anointing in this place. That light is a loud shout to the hearing of everybody. I'm seeing the supernatural hand of God. And then I will begin to pray for the sick.
Waymaker, miracle worker, promise keeper, light in the darkness.
That is who you are.
All right, let's pray now. There are angels in this place. In the name of Jesus Christ. Please say amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now I decree and declare every devil of infirmity. I'm seeing like fire. Just going through people. Just touching people. In the name of Jesus. Every, help them please. Every devil of infirmity. I curse you now in the name of Jesus. Help that man, please. Help that old man. Help that old man. In the name of Jesus, I command that spirit to leave you now. In the name of Jesus. Now be healed in the name of Jesus. Be healed, my God. The power of God is touching people. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. Be healed. There is a spirit tying that old man. I command, be loose now. I don't know whose father this is. Be loose now. In the name of Jesus. Be healed in the name of Jesus. From the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be healed in the name of Jesus. There are things leaving people. I'm seeing things coming out of people. Just jumping out of people. Migraine, be healed now. Peptic ulcer, be healed now. Every growth, lumps around the breast area, lumps around different parts of your body, disappear now in the name of Jesus. Peptic ulcer, be healed now. Someone is being healed of appendicitis. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Eye conditions, be healed now. Ear conditions, be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Every chest condition, be healed now in the name of Jesus. Be healed now in the name of Jesus. There's someone with a growth at the back of your neck. I command that growth to disappear now. In the mighty name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. The Lord is showing me two elderly people. You are beginning to have symptoms of arthritis around your leg. Something like, it looks like a muscle pull and it's affecting you. You walk a little and sometimes it hooks you. I command that devil to leave you now. Hotness around your body. In the name of Jesus, be healed. In the name of Jesus, be healed. Every challenge with your back, your lumbar area, in the name of Jesus, be healed. Every medical report represented here that is a death sentence, we cancel it now in the name of Jesus. We cancel it now in the name of Jesus. There's someone, I'm seeing something around your neck. I don't know what it is, but it looks like a swelling. By the power that raised Christ from the dead, be healed now. By the mercy of God, be healed now. By the mercy of God, be healed now. Supernatural miracles are happening. Please help that man. You see what is happening to that Baba? In the name of Jesus. Look, let me tell you, oppression is real. Look at this man. An elderly man like this just came to church and you see what is happening to him. Now the Lord is that spirit. And where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. Whether I mention your case or not, be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Be healed now. Now, listen to me. Please, we have, our time is limited. There are people who were under the anointing. Others, check yourself now. You will see that the power of God has touched you. The moment that has happened to you, please leave your seat and run. Maybe let's have one or two pastors just come and stand here. We're going to take testimonies right now. While that is happening, I'm going to be releasing the grace, several graces upon you. Please, very quickly, the power of God has touched people. Are you celebrating them as they come? Check yourself. Check yourself. Check yourself. Please make your way. Some of you fell under the anointing. Look at Baba. Look at what has happened to him. Let's celebrate Jesus.
I see miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere. Right now. I see miracles everywhere.
Check yourself.
Miracles everywhere. Miracles everywhere.
Coming, just allow them, let them come to stand. Just check them and we'll take a few testimonies. But please lift your hands. We have to do it fast so that we don't waste time here. Listen to me. I believe in impartation. We are a people of the mercy of God. But the mercy of God, when the mercy of God opens a door, it is His power that comes. When the mercy of God opens a door, it is His divine power that gives us all things that pertains unto life and godliness. Are we together? Please check yourself as miracles are happening. There is a lady, you are feeling movement right now as I'm talking around your abdominal region. There's a miracle that is happening to you. Something is leaving you. The moment that happens, I'd like you to join them there in the queue. But now I want to pray. And please, if we can, I want you to bring the people under the anointing out here very quickly. There is a mighty deliverance that I see happening here now. Please listen. I'm seeing a sword with fire on it, just cutting things through people. At the count of three, I want you to shout the name Jesus. The moment that happens, please bring them out. The supernatural hand of God from the front to the back, the left to the right. People have to be healed. Those for healing, you can come this side. Just go that side and stand. Please check them, confirm them, and then who have a mic and take testimonies. At the count of three, I declare everything that is not of God, that is not the planting of God around your life and around your destiny, as you shout that name that invokes mercy, may the power of God touch you right now. Are you ready, household of David? One, two, three, shout Jesus. Be free now. Receive that anointing. I command that spirit. Bring them out. Right now in the name of Jesus. Release their destinies now. Release their destinies now. Release their destinies now. In the mighty name of Jesus. From the front to the back. Every force that is not of the Christ gives way now. Gives way now. Gives way now. Gives way now. There are people who have been perpetually delayed. It's time for you to move forward, but something keeps you down. I'm praying right now. The power of God is coming on those people. I'm seeing the number 23. Father, everyone here who has been tied down, shikapakata, reketeketekete, in the name of Jesus, be free now. Bring them out. Be free now. Be free now. Be free now. Now, please bring them. them out. You may need to help the ushers. Whether you're an usher or not, if someone is around your area, help them quickly. Please. Listen to me. Please bring them out quickly. Let's save time. Whether you're an usher or not, someone is by your side. Just help them. Just keep them somewhere here. Now watch this. It happens well for others till it gets to your turn. And things just change. I want to break patterns. Patterns. You saw it in your father. You saw it in whoever. But here at Household of David, we are dealing with mercy. You cannot deal with mercy and not see the power of God. I'm declaring right now, everything that is not of the Christ over your life, patterns of ancestry, yokes of darkness, at the count of three, shout Jesus. 1, 2, 3. Doors open. Doors open. Gates open. Doors open. Gates open. Doors open. Gates open. Doors open. Gates open.
You turn into wine. Open the eyes of the blind. There's no one like you.
None like you.
Into the darkness, hey.
Into the darkness, you shine. Out of the ashes, we rise. There's no one like you.
Celebrate victory.
Lift your hands. I want to release a grace for speed. Listen, let me tell you. There is a real grace for speed. You need acceleration in destiny. And as I pray this grace, the hand of God is coming on many like Elijah. At the count of three, oh God of mercy, I pray and I cry that from the front to the back, the left to the right, destinies that have been tied down, may speed come. Are you ready at the count of three? 1, 2, 3, shout Jesus. Your life, speed to your destiny, speed to ministry, speed to business. I release the chains. Speed, 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 speed. Let the world hear your voice. I give you wings in the spirit.
And if our God is for us, stop us.
Now listen. Listen. I'm seeing the number 18. The hand of God is coming upon these people for ministry exploits. I'm seeing a grace. Please hear me. I don't talk like this carelessly. Men and women, I saw the number 18. Lord, I don't know where they are here, but I lay my hands on my head. In the name that is above all names, men and women, young and old, an ignition of graces. Right now at the count of three, may that grace locate you. 1, 2, 3. Take that grace. Take that grace. Seasons of exploit. Take that grace. Take that grace. Take that grace. Take that grace. The hand of God, the spirit of revelation, illumination, light, understanding, influence, command results, command results, command results, command results, signs and wonders. Now, let's take a few testimonies very quickly. Go ahead, please. Quickly. God is doing many things here. Listen, this is one conference you will never forget for the rest of your life. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. Who is Folake? Folake. I'm hearing the name Folake. Who is that? Folake. No, it's not a little girl. Folake. I'm hearing the name. That should be female. Female is Folake. You are an elderly woman. You are wearing like the color of chewing gum. I don't know what it's called. The woman is tying something on her head. Is there someone like... See, I see the anointing on her. Because mama, your season is about to change. I don't know you from anywhere, but God has located you. In the name of Jesus, I prophesy that everything that has tied you down, here at Household of David, here at this Mercy Conference, be released now. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. You do business of baby products. Baby products. You sell children things. Who is that? For children. Please don't tell lies. Let's be. I'm just trying to conserve time. Children things. I'm seeing a shop and what you sell is for children. Children items. Because I'm seeing strange increase coming for that person. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus Christ. I'm seeing the Lord is showing me one of the biggest IT firms in this city calling somebody. You are very good in software, but till now you don't have a job. There is a grace coming from this conference upon you. Between now and March the 15th, in the name of Jesus, you return with a strange job. Between now and March the 15th, in the name of Jesus Christ. Madam, this woman, you, yes, lift your hand, ma'am. Yes, you. You lifted one, lift both of your hands. Yes. No, not you, mama. Yes, you are correct. I saw an angel pouring oil on you right now. May that anointing come on you now. In the name of Jesus Christ, it's a grace that is lifting you and bringing strange favor to your life. Are you a man of God? You are a pastor. Where? Okay. You went to a Bible school or something like that. I'm seeing a Bible school. What do you have to do with? Is it Kenneth? Hagin? Hagin's? Is it Hagin's Bible School? Is that true? Rema? What do you have to do with Rema? Huh? In Rema, because God is going to raise you. You just need some mentorship, but you're a mighty man that God is raising. Very mighty man. I stretch my hands and I pray for you. May the anointing of the Holy Spirit right now come mightily upon your life and shift you into dimensions unseen and unheard of. In the name of Jesus Christ. In the name of Jesus. Oil is being poured on your head. This is what I'm seeing in the spirit. Receive it right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ. New dimensions in the spirit. I open you to the womb of your destiny. I declare you step into new levels in the spirit. In the name of Jesus Christ. Every door that is closed here, I'm speaking by the spirit. That door is open now. Every legal access upon which the devil is laying claim over your life, we bring before him the blood of the eternal covenant. And we declare you are set free now and forever. In the name of Jesus Christ. Let me speak over your life. Father, the mercy and the grace that opens the eyes of people to opportunities, that opens the eyes of people to see what can lift, to see what can bless. In the name of Jesus Christ, I stand in faith with your pastor and the grace upon him. And I declare unto you, eyes open. Eyes open. Eyes open in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen, from tonight, see opportunities in the name of Jesus Christ. Number two, everyone who is in this conference, especially a member of this church who is jobless, trusting God for a job or increase, I stand by the God of heaven who lifts, and I speak over your life. 3 months after today, according to the workings of God in the house of Obed-Edom, I declare return with strange testimonies. I pray for every student here, undergraduate, postgraduate, I speak over your life the spirit of excellence and the grace to do things only once and move forward. I release it upon you now. Can I pray over your business in the name of Jesus? First and foremost, anyone here who is not productive, I pray for you. I cast out the spirit of laziness in the name of Jesus, the Son of the living God. And then I pray for you, every business represented here, the life and the grace and the mercy that it takes for you to rise to be a leader in your industry and your area, receive that grace. I call forth your destiny helpers, the men and the women anointed by God to hold your hands and see that you rise wherever they are, in the name of Jesus. Please receive the prayer that I'm praying for you in the name of Jesus. Before the end of January, I prophesy, may they show up in your life. Every family represented here, from January till December, we declare you are protected. We declare you are preserved. Hear me. In the name of Jesus, from this conference, and by God's mercy, you will not bury anyone this year. Please receive the prayer. Oh, I'm saying it again. You will not bury anyone this year. For those of us in ministry, may this be seasons of encounters, seasons of revelations, seasons of exploits, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hear me. Whoever fights you this year, may they go down immediately. Any product that you have that is ready to be announced to the world, to be announced to Lagos, we put life upon it and we command in the name of Jesus, people must honor and reward you for it. Finally, I declare by the spirit of grace over household of David, the mercy of God opens up doors for his power. May this year be a year of strange testimonies. By the Spirit of God, we measure 1,000 cubits again. And we declare it's time to plunge deeper. Greater levels of influence. Greater levels of power. Greater prosperity. Greater fire. In the name of Jesus Christ. Pastor, thank you. Thank you. Never take it for granted. My time. Thank your dear wife. I love you with all my heart. In the name of Jesus, may the Lord bless everyone.
Hello, thank you for being a part of 2020 Mercy Conference. Thank you so much for watching. You can check our social media channels for more content like this. God bless you.